Here.
Hi, Wrangler?
Yeah.
Hi, Wrangler. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
So far, so good. It's Friday. That's always a good thing.
Absolutely.
I love Friday. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Sarah. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over pricing, but did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Oh, yeah, she did.
Okay. Did you have any questions for me, like in regards to our services?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, if they pop up, you let me know, okay? I've been doing this for 12 years.
Good.
So I know all the ins and outs.
Okay.
Okay. So I would just want to let you know the major benefit to you and all this, and maybe Tara might have touched on it, is that we even have availability in your service area. Have you ever looked up an excavating contractor in your area before, just to kind of see who's up there, see what your prospects are saying?
I haven't, but just since she said that, I actually just Googled it.
Yeah, that helps a lot if you look up excavating contractor in Redmond. There's a map that'll pop up there, and then there's those three guys right next to the map. You'll see guys like Baseline Excavation.
Yep.
That's where we're talking about listing BGH Excavation LLC. So
okay.
The beauty of this and the reason you'd want that placement is because 90% of the time when people search on Google, they pick from those guys. They aren't even usually going to the bottom half of the first page or page two when looking for a trusted excavating contractor. They're just making the decisions right here. So obviously you can see we have to create a Google business profile for you, and then we have to verify the business profile. That's actually what you're seeing there is like a condensed version of their business profile on Google. And if you click on it, you know, it'll have like their phone number, their website. There's like a call button if you're on a mobile device. And then obviously the reviews and everything up there, length of time in business. So we create that. We verify it by sending a Google PIN to you in the mail. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of it. That's how you get that little red dot there on the map when you give us that 5-digit number on the back of that postcard. And then once it's verified, we can go in and actually do the programming to make you show on this first page for each individual service. It's not just excavating contractor is the only keyword or service. We list you for about 15 different ones. And these local listings cover up to a 40-mile radius from the street address that you receive that Google PIN verification letter. So you have a pretty good-sized service area.
Okay.
And then you have final say on everything you're listed for, but we do have recommendations. Have you ever heard of Google Analytics?
I haven't. Uh-uh.
Okay. Very popular program. It's been around for like the last 15 years, and that's what a lot of these guys use in order to kind of pick which keywords they should be listed for. We'll have recommendations for you based off of what data they're telling us as far as like which keywords and services in your industry are getting the most traffic. But you have final say on everything. So, I mean, you could come into the meeting and just say, hey, these are the ones that I want to run with, and that's it, you know.
Okay.
Guys like Baseline are on what's called our Platinum Package Bundle, where they get like the website included. They also have like Facebook ads in that package. So you get a Facebook business page with Facebook ads since we're partnered with Meta. And then they're also on the first page of Bing, Amazon Alexa voice search results, and Apple as well. So you're covered on the four largest search engines. They all pretty much just defer to the Google search results for their recommendations anyway. And then there's Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Thumbtack, just to name a few. So it's not just Google, right? Google has pre-existing relationships with these companies, and so we're able to put you on all these directories and maximize your exposure and job opportunities each month by having your eggs in more than one basket, so to speak. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
So you'd have, you know, first page placement on Google, like I said, Bing, Amazon Alexa, Apple, and then you got Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, you know, Facebook, your own .com website. So you'll have about 9 different ways of generating leads to this platform. The beauty of it is though, is with these Google Places placements and the other directories that we submit you to, you don't incur any other like lead fees, click fees, or call fees throughout the month. So it's all just under one flat monthly rate as a package deal.
Okay.
So normally, like Baseline Excavation, their Platinum bundle is usually $499 month to month. I could put you on the exact same bundle, the Platinum bundle, under a new and business credit. So if you come on board with us today, it'll drop it down to just $299 with the new and business credit. And then we'll be able to lock you in at that pricing structure. So you'll keep that deal as long as you're with us. That won't go up or change on you in the future.
Okay.
Okay. And then with that, let me see here. We would need verification. Let me make sure. Do you have license, insurance, business registration?
Yep. Yeah, I do.
Okay. Do you have a crew or is it just you?
It's just me. So I'm still working a 9-to-5 right now.
Mm.
I've been doing dirt work for like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I came to work for a guy in a shop about 7 months ago.
Okay.
And then, I don't know, things kind of just started falling into place. And I took the CCB test, and I just went from there. So trying to basically, advertise as much as I can now. So
you want to fill up that pipeline of business. You get the right idea. That's what you want to do is you want to get as much exposure, get your client base built up before you leave your day job. I always say
I got a mortgage and 3 kids and I'm married.
Okay, so you know better. Yeah. Yeah,
there's a lot of running
into these guys that jump off and then I'm like, whoa, you know? It's going to take us probably at least a week or two just to get the website, the Google verification, everything. So, you know, the way you're doing it is smart. You usually want to have about 1 to 2 months into this, and then you should have enough consistency to be able to go ahead and focus on this full time.
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm. You did it the right way. I always run into guys that do it backwards, or they spend a bunch of money on like the equipment and all this stuff, like unnecessary spending. I put vinyl on the side of my truck. I bought t-shirts. I did this. I did that. And I'm like, no, you got to focus on the customers. That's what's going to pay for it all. Don't just take a bunch of money out of your pocket and throw it at the wall.
Yeah, exactly. Like I know a guy, he's my age also, and he started and he's like 200 and some thousand in debt already. I'm like, oh my gosh, I got it
backwards.
I would like to get a contract or something, you know, to know that I'm going to be able to pay for something first.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, you stick with the day job, you know, keep doing what you're doing in your free time, and then eventually, you know, it'll take over to where it's like, okay, you know, in order to make this work, I got to leave the day job. So it'll take care of itself, but you don't want to, like, force the issue, you know. Be proactive, continue to build it, and then it'll tell you when it's ready.
Hell yeah.
Okay. So I need to create a Google business profile for you in order to set this all up, because right now you don't have a verified Google business profile, so they can't even see you yet, like, by name, right? So that's the first step.
Okay.
This Google business profile and verification, even if you leave the first page placement later, not saying that you will, but just so you know, all this stuff will still stick, right? You'll still have your Google business profile. You'll keep these things. So these are things that you're building, kind of cement your business long-term online, okay? But on the first page, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes, please.
Okay. And then Google's going to send you that PIN in the mail that I mentioned. It's called a Google PIN verification letter. What's the street address that I could send that to, Wrangler?
It's 2139 Southwest. Yep, Southwest 35th Street, and that's in Redmond.
Oh, got it. And it's 97756?
That's it, yep.
Okay, and I heard you mention you have 3. I got 2. You want me to hide the street address?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, I got you. It'll still say you're in Redmond, Oregon, 97756, but the actual street address will be hidden, and then the PIN's actually just going to go to your nearest cross street, so they won't have, like, detailed location on you.
Perfect.
Okay. And then let me go ahead and update. Okay. And then what's your last name, Wrangler?
It's Howe, H-O-W-E.
Okay. And are you the sole owner, or do you have any partners that I should add?
No, just me. I was going to do my wife on there, and before I submitted everything, I submitted everything too soon, and yeah, so I'm just rolling with me.
Well, I could still add her from, like, a control perspective. Like, if she helps you out, maybe, like, answering the phone sometimes or dealing with clients, or if she wants to make a change online while you're out in the field, you know, I could still give her full access to everything here.
No, that's fine, because she's running her own business, too, so she's more busy than I am.
Gotcha. Okay. So there is a tracking system that we have. It comes in the form of a downloadable app, and if you're missing calls, it'll save all their information. That's also how you're going to request your Google reviews. It'll actually send them a little text with a link to this Google business profile that we're going to verify, and it'll ask them to put the star rating and write a little review on it. So there's a YouTube video that'll show you how to use it, but we definitely recommend that you send that out at the completion of every job. So just be mindful of that. And then what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing, as well as your invoice receipt, access to your tracking system, and your Google verification form?
It's just WranglerHow52@gmail.
52@gmail.com. Okay. And how would you like the hours of operation for BGH Excavation LLC listed, Wrangler?
Let's just do like every day, 7 days a week.
Okay.
For now.
24 hours?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a good idea. And then you could always change it. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead. So I'll basically walk you through the setup process. But we also have 24/7 customer service. So even if I'm not available, like on the weekends, you dial the same number. You just hit extension 1, and there's always a live rep available to you. So I'm going to send you that now.
Okay.
And then, I'm also going to send this email address in. Have you established like a logo yet, or do you have any like pictures maybe of work that you've done in the past that we could use for website, Google business profile, and the Facebook page?
I just did some stairs, not too long ago, and then I helped a buddy pour his driveway, concrete slab.
Okay.
I'll have to get some pictures from him.
Yeah, send as much in as you can, and it'll help us, like, develop the portfolio on the website. And then, obviously, as the new jobs come in, continue to send those in. But you don't have a logo?
I do have a logo. I just got one. My wife actually made me a sweatshirt also with
nice.
It, so.
Okay, send that in as well. We want to use that to brand. So if you send it to that email, we'll have that attached to your website, Facebook page, the Google business profile, all the online listings that we create for your business. That'll be visible as well.
Okay.
Okay, and then let me confirm. Did you get both of those text messages, my number and the email address?
I did, yep.
Okay, perfect. And then let me go back here. And can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Let's just go with cash and check for now.
Okay, no card yet. Okay, and you could always add that in the future. You just call in.
Okay.
All right, let me see. All right, we're going to have to buy a domain name for you. It looks like bthexcavationllc.com is available.
Okay.
So that's good. Let me see if I can get a hold on that. And then they'll actually purchase it during the client interview. A client interview is usually where we actually do the customization of your account. So they'll go over like all the keywords you're going to be listed for, the service area that we cover. We'll purchase the domain, and then we'll get a general idea on how you want the website to look. It usually only takes my guys about 3 days to get the website up and running, and they could work on it over the weekend. So probably about Tuesday next week, we'll have the initial draft set up. We'll send that over to you, and then any changes that you want to make to it, it's all a part of our service as we go. So you just let us know, and we'll continue to fine-tune the site until we got your exact vision nailed down for the site. But usually our client interviews, they take about 30 to 40 minutes. We do ask for an hour window to complete it. I have 2 slots available remaining today, if you want to get it knocked out today. I have one between 2 and 3, and I have another one between 3 and 4.
I wish I could today. I just, yeah, like I said, I'm stuck at work.
I hear you.
What's your next one?
Oh, I actually do have 11 to 12 I could sneak in if you get a lunch break.
Today?
Yeah, yeah, like within an hour, hour and 10 minutes.
Let's do it.
Do you want to do that
Let's
one?
Let's do that.
Okay.
Yep.
I forget our client interview techs take their lunch from 12 to 1, but my guys up here, we take 11 to 12 usually. So they'll call you and actually walk you through it. It'll be with a separate rep, but I'd rather get it done and get this domain name while it's still available, and then I can have them work on the website over the weekend and just make it so we're not wasting a day here. I'd rather you not pay it a day and then we don't start working on it till Monday and kind of a waste of a couple of days, in my opinion.
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
Of course. Save. Those domain names go by fast, too, especially once you look them up. I think there's somebody out there that, like, combs the internet where, like, once you look them up, then all of a sudden somebody tries to, like, buy them and hold them hostage. Now they want, like, $2,000 for it, you know?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. These guys that make a living like that, they just snag the domain names, and then you get a business owner that's, like, really wants it. So they end up paying top dollar just to have the website name, domain name.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's been going on for years. There are other companies that used to comb for it too, like GoDaddy. That's actually how they started.
Wow.
Yeah, they would purchase them from Microsoft. So Bill Gates money. All right, so I have your business profile created. We're submitting the verification letter now. That usually takes about 5 to 7 days to receive, so you probably won't get that verification letter until like the end of next week in the mail. But I'm also going to send you the Google verification form. And if you have everything on this Google verification form, then we could basically bypass the postcard. So this could be like a faster route. If you could fill this out, it's basically going to ask you for, you know, license, insurance, any business registration. You said you already had the CCB, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it just got approved on Monday, so.
Sweet. Do you have the
all
form?
Fresh. No, I'm okay. Waiting on the card in the mail, but I do have the CCB number.
Perfect. Yeah, that's perfect. So if you look at this form here, I just texted it to you. There's a link in there. I emailed it as well. But it's the one that says url.local/.com/Google.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, okay. That's the actual form itself. And you'll see in there, there's a little section that says license and insurance, and it just says upload file. So if you can even, if you only have the number, I don't know if you have it, maybe you could like screenshot it from like a confirmation email that you received. But when it says add file, you just add it there and upload it.
Okay,
pretty simple. And that'll go to the Google headquarters. That's not something we throw out to the general public, but they'll put a little badge and a check mark on your Google business profile. It lets the potential prospects that are searching for excavating contractors know that we verified you and your legitimate business and you have that CCB.
Okay.
All right. And then the client interview is scheduled already. They will send you an automated text here in about 5 minutes. Usually they always send that out an hour prior to the client interview, so just a heads up if you get that. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299 Wrangler, how did you want to do that?
I'll give you a card here.
Okay, and is this just under your name, or does it say BGH Excavation LLC as well?
It's going to be just my stuff. I haven't had time to go get my, well, like I said, I just got that approval Monday.
You're in new business.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of slacking on. I shouldn't
You're
have a business.
At all. Yeah, don't beat yourself up. I'm just asking because I'm going to add it. I'm going to add the name to it. And then when you get the invoice, it'll have your name and the business name. And then when you do file at the end of the year or the beginning of next year, you'll be able to write this off as a business expense. You'll actually end up getting it back that way.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's important to just add that. But I do recommend still getting like a business bank account because then all your business expenses are just under one. So when you do your taxes at the end of the year, you can just print it out or get a printout from your bank and then just give that to your CPA or tax prep guy. he'll have them all right there. It just makes it easier than to collect all the receipts and try to track everything down that you're spending on the business throughout the year.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And then is the business street address the same as the billing address, like the one we're sending the Google PIN to?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay. It's 4743.
4743.
0620.
0620.
0035.
0035.
2793.
2793. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
Is January of 28.
Okay, 28. And then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
Is 894.
894. Okay. And we do have a security question. This is in case you ever call in and maybe it doesn't sound like you, or if you want to verify one of my reps when they're calling you, just to make sure that they're actually from Local Splash. So you have 3 options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's go with my mom's maiden name.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name, Wrangler?
It's Littlefield.
Littlefield. Spelled just like it sounds?
Yep.
Okay.
And then I see this text came in. It says Wrangler. It's with an R. My first name starts with a W.
Oh, like the jeans.
Just like the jeans, yep.
Oh, man, okay. Let me fix this. That's my fault. I checked the last name, and I just assumed the way that my rep sent it over that they verified the spelling already. I'll fix that for
you. Nope, you're good.
Okay. But the R is still there. It's just a W. For... I hope not. That's funny. That's funny.
The other day, I told somebody my name, and... my order came up and they called me Ranger. I'm like, huh, Ranger, that's a new one.
Yeah, that's a little off you. You're missing some stuff there.
Close enough. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I was hungry.
Yeah, it's like, as long as it's not a cuss word, you know. That's funny, though. If people send you paperwork like that. I don't know who that is, especially if it's a bill. I don't know who you're talking about.
Yep.
Okay, I got it all fixed here. Let me just double check too for this part, because they're going to send you an outline of the agreement in writing. It does have to match up so you can get the write-off. Okay, perfect. We're good. Okay, now let me adjust you. So this is going to be a platinum bundle. I'm going to knock it down to just $299, and then I'm going to waive your setup fees, and we're going to include the site for you. And then do you have a Facebook page yet?
I don't know.
Okay.
Like, I used to have Facebook a long time ago, but I just got rid of everything. Like, I don't even have Instagram or nothing. So.
Oh, no worries. We'll create it for you from scratch, but I was just making sure that there's not one already out there, because then it would be a duplicate. We'd rather access the old one and run the ads off of that if you already have an existing one, or you guys have already uploaded a bunch of photos to it. But we'll get it going for you.
Okay.
Okay, and then I got to walk you through a voice verification. If I say anything you don't agree with, Wrangler, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
BGH Excavation LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
My name is Wrangler Howe, and I'm the owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you gave me?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Wrangler, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. You shouldn't need anything else, Wrangler. Like, when you see our platinum package, you know, it's usually $4.99, and then there's a huge setup fee, too, that goes towards, like, the website and a lot of the content that we create for you. But I tried to get you that package so that way we're like a one-stop shop for you. Like everything's under one roof. You don't have 100 different bills floating around. It'll eliminate a lot of confusion and save you money. But if you do get contacted by another company and you consider like signing up with them, just double check with us that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or like duplicating any of your online listings.
Okay.
Okay. You don't want any duplicates floating around. That kind of confuses the AI portion of the search engine.
Yeah.
Okay. And it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for 2 months when you first sign up like this because we're building everything from scratch for you. You didn't really have anything existing. So it is month to month, though. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's August 16th of 2024. It's going to be in that discounted pricing structure of $299. When the term is completed, the agreement is set up to renew each month on the 16th day, but it'll remain in the discounted pricing structure of $299. And it says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services one day, just let us know before the next billing is due so we can stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So are you receiving some confirmation text messages from us?
Yes.
Okay. It looks like they sent you the Google verification form again. The first one, I didn't have your name spelled correctly, so wanted to fix that. And then also they send you an outline of the agreement in writing. So there's a link in there. It has everything outlined in black and white. So it'll have all the products and features in that platinum bundle, the discounted pricing structure, $299, the billing date, and then the cancellation policy. And it gives you a breakdown of everything. And then at the bottom, you have to sign off on that. And then also the username and password will be coming in here shortly. So everything that you get in this text field, aside from my number and the email address, it's also in your email. They send it to both, unless you opt out of it. And then if it doesn't look like you're responding to any texts or emails, then we just start blowing you up like, hey.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, you paying attention? I know you got those kids. I know you're working, but, you know, check your email if you get a chance. So.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. I'll just have to, like, be more, like, I'm not very, let's say, good with technology.
Okay, that's fine. But,
like, I've been talking to my wife, like, I need to get a computer, you know?
Instead of
my phone.
Highly recommend for any business owner to have a decent laptop. You know, even if you got to get like a used one, like off Facebook Marketplace, you could find some that people are like in a pinch and they have a good laptop that they're just trying to sell. That's always a good way to go.
I get out looking on my phone, and then next thing you know, I'm calling somebody or thinking about hunting gone. So.
Yeah. It's okay.
So we make it a habit, like just sit on the laptop every night for 30 minutes or something and see what's going on.
We do recommend that you check your email or your tracking system every 24 to 48 hours. So it's like 1 to 2 days. But I think this is going to be a great fit for you, especially since you're working full time. You're saying, hey, you know, I'm not super computer savvy. One, you got a team full of guys here that are super computer savvy, and we're not going to get paid from you each month if you're not getting paid from what we're doing each month. So we actually get in there with you. We kind of treat you guys like you're 5 years old and computer illiterate, and we just got to do everything to get it going.
Yeah, that's perfect with me.
Yeah, so you'll be fine. And then you always have a team here too. So like I said, you have my direct number, and then if it's after hours and you still need help for something or found the extension one, there's always someone available to you. We got about 450 people that work at this company, been around for 20 years. So,
wow, sweet, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll get you taken care of. But this concludes our initial setup process. So you're all set and ready to rock and roll. I just got to notate the heck out of this account. So I got some work to do here over the next 30 minutes, but we'll circle back with you at the top of the hour. I have your client interview scheduled for 11 a.m.
Okay, cool.
All right. So thank you again for signing up. Enjoy your next 54 minutes, and then we'll be calling you back here shortly.
Awesome. Thank you, man.
All right. No problem. I'll talk to you soon, Wrangler.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.